Hey everyone, welcome to Morning Tea Talk. Cheers. Hey everyone, today is April 1st, 2019. I promise this isn't an April Fool's joke. good morning. Welcome to Morning Tea Talk. The goal of this video is just to introduce you to kind of a rough overview of what this show is about, or what the aim of it is intended to be, and then a brief overview of Oma Meditate as a channel, and what you can maybe expect, and what you might find if you surf around. So firstly, the goal of Morning Tea Talk is that there really isn't a goal. It's really just a free-form conversational forum. I'm going to vent just my morning thoughts. I'll ask questions, and I welcome any suggestions in the comments, messages, email. I will read through them all, and I will try to focus on your thoughts in future episodes. So I want to keep this very interactive, and I want to hopefully try to build a community here of people who share their sources of joy and how they find, fulfillment in life. And I think that's, to me, that's a fascinating question to ask anyone, because we're all different. We all have different backgrounds. We all find joy in different ways, I think. There are some commonalities, like meditation, for example, is a big umbrella, and beneath that umbrella is, there's a treasure trove of different practices that you can employ in your life to help you find joy. And that actually segues nicely into Oma Meditate as a channel and what this is. And this is essentially, my way of sharing with anyone who's curious how I find joy in my life. And one of the ways is through meditating to solfeggio frequencies. And I think the reason that helps me is because it just gives me a clear focal point to focus on. And at the heart of meditation, it seems, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like one of the goals of meditation is simply to focus on something so that you essentially start to forget about everything else, even if for a brief moment. Because that process is almost like the brain entering diffuse mode from focus mode, maybe vice versa, actually. But oh, by the way, diffuse and focus mode, very interesting concepts. If you Google those or look on YouTube, there's a TED talk about that, and it's called Learning How to Learn, and I'll link it in the description. But it was a TED talk given by a professor that actually used to teach at the school that I went to for undergrad, Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. And it's a brilliant talk. She talks about how she went from, completely not being able to understand kind of complex mathematics to mastering those concepts and then going on to teach those. It's very inspiring. And I think there's a lot of wisdom to be gained from what she's talking about in that talk. So I invite you guys to check that out. Just bringing it back full circle. On this channel, you'll also find positive affirmation videos. I'm really big into that. I think, it's similar to the phrase, you are what you eat, some people say. I think there's a lot of truth to the phrase, you are what you think. And I think thoughts have this wonderful, mysterious power that we're somewhat unaware of. And I think it's partially metaphysical. I think it goes beyond just the realms of kind of our physical reality. And I think it's wise to learn more about that if we can. There's been examples throughout history of, miraculous events, supernatural events. And I really think that there's a lot to this universe that we don't know, or maybe we can't know. Maybe it's not possible for us to comprehend, with our with our noggin, with our brain, like as a biological organ. Like maybe it's something deeper, you know, interwoven into the fabric of the cosmos. We shall see. I'm going to try to do a lot of research on this channel and share with you different passages I read from various books I'm reading. For example, right now I'm reading The Perfection of Yoga. It's by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I'm also reading The Science of Self-Realization. And this is by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, so the same person. I started with this, so it's very interesting so far. They're talking about, well, I'm only on chapter one, so I don't want to jump the gun, but I'll share wisdom that I pick up from that in future episodes, and I look forward to this journey with you all. Right now, I have no subscribers, so I'm pretty much just doing this for kind of the open cyberspace. But if you happen to stumble upon this video and you're curious to follow along and participate, I welcome you wholeheartedly. I think that'd be great. I think that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this, please like it. Please subscribe to the channel. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Ciao. Also, have a beautiful day.